free electrons. Thinking back to first year, in terms of the characteristics of chlorine, why would you expect the water is going to have a low electron concentration? Yeah, and there's another parameter that also starts with the letter E. No. Electron affinity. Okay, remember chlorine's got, remember electronegativity is about a covalent bond. Electron affinity is about the ability to pull electrons onto an atom. Now in this case, it's, when we chlorinate water, we're trying to generate, we often use elemental chlorine to do it. And that is able to accept electrons particularly readily. Now we jump into some equations. So if we look at this half reaction here, we're taking an oxidized component, we're adding electrons, making a reduced species. We've got a half cell potential for that half reaction. We can write an equilibrium constant as usual. Equilibrium constant for the half reaction is products over reactants. So we put in now activities of the reduced component over activities oxidized. Activity of electron raised to power of n, depending on how many electrons are in that half reaction. We use our laws of logs, okay, and we're taking, rearranging first of all, then taking log base 10 of both sides, and we get Pe equals 1 over n log our equilibrium constant, and then log of our products over reactants. We remember that our Pe was log base 10, the activity of the electrons. And when we look at these expressions here, then this one here is our Pe standard. And this thing here looks like what we had in first year for our redox expression. It's a an equilibrium thing before we actually hit equilibrium. It's a reaction quotient, product over reactant. So that expression then becomes our Nernst equation for water chemistry. It's very similar then to the one that we had in first year. We had E cell equals E standard cell minus RT over NF, constant depending on the temperature, number of electrons going in there, log of our reaction quotient. Now what we've got is instead of having E cell, we've got Pe, which we now know is simply minus log base 10 of our E cell. We've got our E standard cell now converted to Pe standard, which is then simply the log base 10 of E standard, and then the same expression down this end, but now the constant is simply taken out in the processes that we've gone through above. So this expression here is given. I'm going to typically use concentrations for this, but we can clearly use activities if we're working at high concentrations.